Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the question today, what is wisdom? And I want you to see from the beginning that wisdom and faith are connected together. Faith is a gift of the heart from God, but wisdom is the fruit of the practice of that gift of faith. Wisdom comes over time from hearing and understanding God's word, as Paula alluded to in the children's message, listening to God and learning the benefits of following Him, letting the word of God correct our thinking when we aren't following it and when we experience the consequences. Wisdom grows best when we take accountability for ourselves, our thoughts, words, and deeds, which is part of our confession here when we gather in worship, isn't it? Wisdom doesn't grow so well when we are quick to blame others. In this way, wisdom is humbling. Whether you are young or old, wisdom is for all ages, because finally we will all be humbled by the wisdom of God. Even Jesus, when he was young, sought the wisdom of God, his Father, as he sat in the temple listening to the rabbis and asking them questions. The Bible says our Lord increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man. The truth is, the practice of our faith and the pursuit of wisdom is a humbling one when it is approached sincerely. Maybe that's why it can be so challenging for some to commit to being an active member of a faith community, a church, a community where there is some accountability, but also an opportunity to be in the Word, to learn how to pray, to live out together what God is trying to teach us and the world, really. The challenge of our faith, though, comes as we grow wiser, doesn't it? I mean, we begin to realize more and more that we don't have all the answers, and we don't always live up to the demands of God's law. And the internet and AI prove to be of little help here, because wisdom is more than just knowing stuff or knowing how to find information. Scripture tells us wisdom is closely connected to a relationship with God himself. Notice Solomon's wisdom is a gift from God. Solomon, who wrote Proverbs chapter 9, saying, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." This fear is a humble reverence that realizes there is no true wisdom apart from a relationship with God. Wisdom is for all ages, since God's wisdom is wonderfully integrated into everything in this world. From tangible things like the design of our bodies and every living thing, the seasons and the planets and indeed the whole universe, to the things that are intangible like relationships and our thoughts and our feelings and our very souls and spirits. All things visible and invisible, we confess in the Creed, were designed and created and even now are being nurtured in God's wisdom and in His power. And that's a good thing, right? Because we all have God's DNA flowing in our veins, God calls all people to seek Him, to have a relationship with Him. This is the beginning of wisdom. And he is calling you to this same relationship. This is why the title of this message is Wisdom for All Ages. There's actually a double meaning here in the title. Wisdom is for all ages, young and old, and the wisdom of God has guided every generation across the ages according to God's gracious will, and it will continue until Christ returns at the consummation of all things in his perfect timing and in his wisdom. Which brings us to the epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 1, where Paul here is sharing the spiritual blessings that we have been given in Christ. And this morning I'm going to start in the middle of our text in verse 9, and then I'm going to work outward because I think this verse summarizes what wisdom is and how God calls us in all ages to walk in his wisdom. So if you want, open your Bibles or your lectionary workbooks. As you look at the passage, I just want you first to notice that this is in the middle of a long sentence. Actually, Paul's well known for these things, right? It's four verses long, and verse 9 is actually a phrase. But I want you to listen carefully to how God's word describes what God, in his wisdom, is doing in the middle of our lives and in this world. Verse 9 says this, that God is making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. One of the wisest things that I learned at seminary when seeking to understand God's word was to look for the verbs, the action, and to look at who is doing those verbs. And the first thing I want you to focus on here is the verb making known, revealing. Norizo is the Greek here, where the word Gnostics got their name. Those who taught that there was some special secret knowledge that one had to attain to be saved. But here, who do we see doing the verb, the making known? It's God. God is making known. And what is he making known here? The mystery of his will. That is God's wisdom. Like we said earlier, God's wisdom is a gift that makes God known. And makes God known to whom? What does verse 9 say? To us. Here the reference is back in verse 7, actually, where Paul is referring to those who have already received redemption through the blood of Christ. God's people, right? Which means the forgiveness of our trespasses there in that verse. According to, that verse ends with, the riches of his grace, which we know so well from Ephesians chapter 2, the next chapter, right? Ephesians 2:8, that well-known verse, for by the riches of God's grace, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. So to make some connections here, God in his grace gives faith as a free gift so that he can make known in verse 9, he can reveal the mystery of his will, his wisdom to us, right? It's as if wisdom is hidden from us until we walk in faith, right? You see that? You see that connection here? And why is God's will such a mystery? Because of man's sin. Because of our unbelief. And so we need to start with faith. Solomon's father was King David, right? And King David wrote Psalm 14, which says, "The fool says in his heart, 'There is no God.' They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. Then it goes on and says, they have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. Then verse 4, the convicting question. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? Like Jesus and Solomon in our readings today, we as God's people, we grow in wisdom when we call upon the Lord, when we seek the Word, when we meditate on it, when we walk in it and are corrected by it. This is a lifelong process for all ages. God's people never stop seeking and calling on the Lord, trusting or learning to trust more in His promises. When He says things like Jesus said, seek me and you will find me. That's a promise, right? Seek me and you will find me. Or going back to our Ephesians text then, again, hopefully you have your Bibles open there in verse 8, where the Word promises that God lavishes His grace upon us in all wisdom and insight. You see, God knows we need His grace lavished upon us. Why? Because when we seek Him in faith, when we grow in wisdom, that's when we start to learn that we are fools apart from God. We have been foolish in our thoughts, words, and deeds, foolish in our selfishness, fools who seek after the approval of other people more than we seek the approval and wisdom of God. And the only way we can face this truth honestly is by God's grace lavished upon us, offered to us through the all-availing sacrifice of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Look at verse 9 again. Making known the mystery of His will, we talked about that, what? According to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ. You see, God has done it all for us. In Christ, by His grace. You cannot earn it, but we can continue to seek Him in faith. God knows that we cannot enlighten ourselves, regardless of what some religions believe and teach. And so God came down to enlighten us by becoming the light of the world, as we talk about every Advent and Christmas, overcoming the darkness of our sin and the darkness of this world, which separates us from each other and from God. God in His wisdom knows we cannot earn our way to heaven through some holy war of words or bombs or hate, as some religions believe. So God came down and won the war for us by offering the life of His Son for the sinful words and destructive actions that come only from the hate of evil. God knew that we could not save enough money to accumulate enough wealth to buy our way to lasting security. So God has come down to offer the riches of heaven that endure forever. The wisdom of the Bible tells those who seek Him that true wisdom stores up riches in heaven. In short, fools try to make something else more important than God. It's a first commandment issue, isn't it? That could be good things like health or good grades or popularity. It could be pleasing men or ourselves, all in an effort to avoid bending a knee to the one true God, who, when He came to us on that holy Christmas night, came humbly and full of grace. Grace that fills our hearts now with faith that helps us walk in the wisdom of God, even when that wisdom convicts us of our own weakness and sin. Those spiritual blessings that Paul is writing about in Ephesians chapter 1 are for all ages, all God's children who have been washed in the blood of Christ, so that now, by faith, we know the wisdom of God's word here in this passage and throughout the Bible. Here in this passage where God promises in verse 4 that he has chosen us in Christ before the world even began. Now by faith we know in verse 5 that God predestined us for adoption, that it was his plan, his will, and that by the faith that seeks him and grows in wisdom, we know in verse 10 that in the fullness of time, God will unite us and all things in him, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, because in the mystery of his will, God loves you, and he has sealed you with the promised Holy Spirit, as it says in our passage, which you received in the waters of baptism, and no one can take that from you. So from generation to generation, those who are wise gather here in God's church, in God's house, to hear and be formed by God's word in churches around the world for all ages, praising God in the highest and giving him glory and thanksgiving and prayer, not just on the first Sunday of the year as a New Year's resolution, but every Sunday. Because God's wisdom has revealed to us that even in our weakness, his grace is sufficient for you. For his power is made perfect in weakness. And now may the peace, which surpasses all understanding, may it keep our hearts and our minds in that wisdom from God in Christ Jesus. Amen.